In February, North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein sent HCA Healthcare a letter requesting answers by this week about allegations the healthcare system is not following through agreements it made when the for-profit firm purchased Mission Health last year. Those answers were due at the end of March, this past Tuesday. Stein says he's given HCA more time due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I do not want to get in the way of their focus in the event that there is a big outbreak in Western North Carolina. I think by the end of this month is when we should expect to have the full range of answers, unless a crisis really develops in Western North Carolina, in which case, obviously, we would revisit that.
The main points Stein once addressed deal with HCA's charity care policy and access to sexual assault nurse examiners. Stein says he also wants to know more about billing issues. He says HCA has sent out refunds, but he wants to know the scope.
We wanted to get a clear sense of how many patients did this impact and what was the scale of the refunds and the total amount of refunds made.
Stein says he wants answers, but he will be flexible.
The example of COVID-19 as a health crisis just underscores how critically important it is that HCA Mission be the best hospital for Western North Carolina it possibly can be.
In the last few months, nurses at Mission Health began to push to unionize. Thursday, they released demands to HCA to recognize the union and provide better protections for nurses against COVID-19.
I mean, as a general matter, I absolutely believe in people's right to form a union, but it's just not part of what my inquiry with HCA involved.
Mission on Thursday announced all staff must now wear masks in patient care areas at its facilities. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.